it is their belief that we can and should eradicate aging as a cause of death, that we can and should use technology to augment our bodies and our minds, that we can and should merge with machines, remaking ourselves, finally, in the image of our own higher ideals. They wish to exchange the gift, these people, for something better, something man-made. Will it pan out? That remains to be seen. I am not a transhumanist. That much is probably apparent, even at this early stage of the proceedings. But my fascination with the movement, with its ideas and its aims, arises out of a basic sympathy with its premise, that human existence, as it has been given, is a sub-optimal system. In an abstract sort of way, this is something I had always believed to be the case. But in the immediate aftermath of the birth of my son, I came to feel it on a visceral level. The first time I held him, 3 years ago now, I was overcome by a sense of the fragility of his little body, a body that had just emerged, howling and trembling and darkly smeared with blood, out of the trembling body of his mother, from whom many hours of fanatical suffering and exertion had been required to deliver him into the world. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. I couldn't help but think that there ought to be a